What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. What's good, folks? We got a good one today, man, and I'm your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And we're not going to waste no time today. We're going to dive right in. This past Saturday, we got a glimpse of the 2026 Auburn Tigers as they took the field for A-Day. I was able to make my way down there, man, and it was just awesome to get back around the coaches, get around the guys, see some former teammates, and just be back home. The second I got back there, it was immediately love. You can feel the love, and I was able to go back with my wife and just have a good time, man. And so it was great to be back on the plains for sure. And just to me, I walked away feeling like the message was clear, honestly, from Coach Golish. I was able to meet with him very briefly after the game. Some of the former coaches that I had who are now back, support staff, just everybody involved, man. The message is really clear, man. That they want us to be engaged. They want us to be involved. They want us to be around. They want us to show that support, man, to just show face. And so I'm definitely going to oblige, man, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to be present and just be around and engaged, like I said. So to all the former alumni, former teammates, guys, let's lock in, man. We've been called to, show up. And so let's do what we can and do our part as well. So, like I said, man, the message was clear to be around, be engaged, be involved. And so I was excited to hear that, especially just because I know that in the past, man, like, you know, there's been some talks and chatters of guys, you know, it being difficult to kind of come back, right? Kind of difficult to be engaged or whatever, and feeling distant, kind of unwelcome to come back. And when you do come back, it's not really a pleasant experience. And so I can honestly say that, you know, those times are gone, man. And just everybody involved just made A-Day a pleasant, you know, experience for sure. And so that's what it should be. That's what it is now. And so major shout out to, Director of Football and Alumni Relations, Jarris McIntyre, former player who's now in that role at Auburn. So he was awesome. And so, like I said, man, they want us to be around, be engaged and be involved, man. And so really looking forward to that. Like I said, I was able to meet with Coach Golish after the game on the field for a couple of minutes, man. And just a quick conversation that we had, man, I grew even more respect for him. Like I said, I'm a really big fan of his so far. I love what he's talking about. I love his message after the game, how he's not afraid to, you know, construct the guys, but also show love at the same time. And so I really like the direction that he's headed in. He's got us headed in. And so I'm excited for that. So, yeah, all in all, man, it was great to be back home. And we're going to quickly switch gears into the action on the field, right? That's what everybody want to talk about. That's what everybody want to hear about. And, you know, without further ado, we're going to get right into it, man, starting with the quarterbacks. Obviously, that's what everybody wants to talk about. That's the number one topic. And I can honestly say, you know, being there in person, watching the game, I thought the offense did well, man. Obviously, starting quarterback Byron Brown obviously would have wanted to have a better performance. In hindsight, I thought he missed a couple throws early, deep passes. But after that, you know, you could honestly see why I feel like the offense is going to flourish as the season goes along, man, because if this game was live, I can honestly say that he would have had a field day running the football. And I think that's one of the things that make him a great player. Like, it's hard to really gauge him off a spring game type of atmosphere because his running ability is what makes him special. Like, that's one of his superpowers. And so when you strip that down, you know, obviously it takes away some of that ability. But as a passer, man, I was encouraged to see some of the quick decisions, some of the early passes, kind of get the ball out of the quarterback's hands and get the ball to some playmakers in the open field, kind of let them make some plays. He had a couple of interceptions as well. I thought one of them was just a great play by the defender, Jarris Smith, edge rusher, who just kind of made a great play on the screen play. And he had one I thought was kind of bad. And so, all in all, I thought he could have had a better day, but I don't think it's really nothing to be too concerned about because, like I said, it's a spring game. This is time for you to learn and grow. And this is the system he's comfortable in. He's been in it. He's played in it. He's had a lot of success in it. And so that's kind of the least of my worries, honestly, especially because, like I said, some of his superpowers is running the football, and that's not something you can really take away. And just talking quarterback still, man, I thought backup quarterback Tristan Tia, man, he was awesome. He had one bad interception, man, but other than that, I just thought he was really accurate, man, really precise, quick in decision-making. It was a couple of times they got him off his spot, rushing the quarterback, and he was able to extend some plays and make some plays, man, outside of the pocket. And so, yeah, that was very encouraging to see because, honestly, going into the game, I really didn't know too much about him. And yeah, coming out of that game, man, like I just felt really good about how he played and had a touchdown as well. And, yeah, just kind of commended the offense, ran with the twos, but still had a really, really good showing, man. And so that was very encouraging to see. And I think the offensive line had a pretty solid day, man, especially early. Coming out, being able to establish the run game and run the football, man, I think that's going to be our calling card, man, going into the season, just because we're going to have to be able to run the football. Like, we have to be able to run the football. It's a non-negotiable for us. And so for them to come out in that spring game like they did and kind of establish themselves, man, on the ground against a really good defense was very encouraging to see. The offensive line as well has been a major topic point of the spring. And, I would just caution people to kind of give them some time and get them some grace, which is kind of hard to ask for, you know, given the state of, you know, the way things have gone the last couple of years. But, man, you're talking about a group with a lot of new faces, a lot of new guys who have to come together, you know, build that camaraderie, build that communication up, man, and that trust. And that's what it takes to be a really good offensive line. And so that takes time. Like, you can't just throw a group of guys together in 2 months and expect them to go out there in the spring and, you know, be really elite. And so I think this is a part of the process. I thought they had a pretty solid day in the spring game, especially running the football, man, which leads me into the running backs, man. I think that's going to be one of our strongest rooms. And obviously leading the way is Jeremiah Cobb, who obviously showed in the spring game very quickly who he is and what he's about. Didn't have too many carries, which we don't really need to see too much. We already know what we're getting in him each and every Saturday. And so had 4 carries, had 1 explosive, man, like 57 yards, I believe. So he was awesome. It was encouraging to see Nakai Davenport have some good runs, man. I thought he was really solid, 10 for 41. Also had a touchdown as well. And so, yeah, I think our running backs is going to be really, really a good strong point for us, man, especially knowing that we have to run that football. And kind of excited to see Bryce Washington as well, man. I know Coach Golish alluded to it after the game that he kind of has to get in shape, man, kind of out of shape right now. But I'm really high on him, man, just because he's a guy that's coming from Baylor who's got, 2 really good years under his belt, man. You're talking about a guy who almost has 2,000 yards rushing, you know, and it's two or three years at Baylor. And so, yeah, I think he could be a game changer for us, man, providing a different change of pace to go along with the other two that I mentioned. And so, yeah, I think our offense has a lot of potential to be a really good running football team. The formula is there. The ingredients are there. I think it's just about our offensive line continuing to build that camaraderie, man, and that's very important going into the summer. Nailing down the guys that we can really trust, nailing down the guys who are going to communicate, and then ultimately just, you know, have that attitude, man. Like, you know, we're going to be the nastiest team out there. Like, it's you versus me, and I'm going to win a lot more than I lose. And so I think if we do that and go into the summer with the right mindset, we could really be an effective running football team. And so excited to see how that kind of unfolds through the summer. Moving along to wide receivers, man, I really think this was a strong day from them as a collective group. Obviously, you would have wanted to maybe see a couple more explosives as far as like pushing the ball downfield. But man, some guys really flashed, man, and made some really, really nice plays. We'll start off with Deshaun Spencer, man, true freshman, a guy who this weekend should probably be getting ready for his senior prom. But he's an early enrollee who came in and probably was an offensive MVP for the spring game. And so I thought he was awesome. Had 9 catches for 93 yards. And I just think when he got the ball in his hands, he really made some things happen. And he showed he could be elusive in the open field. He showed that he can make some guys miss. And they can kind of be reliable. And so I think if he continues to get better through the summer, continue to learn, be a sponge and grow, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him be able to find his way on the field this come fall. So I'm excited to see that, man. I think Keyshawn Singleton, one of our big transfers this offseason, came right in after sitting on in the first quarter. I think he came right in to kind of show everybody who he's going to be this fall, man. Came right in and got right to it, man. And so I think he had, what, three catches? One of them was an explosive. And, man, he just showed his physical abilities right away, man. You're talking about a guy who can really make something happen after the play. Talking about big, physical, strong. And so I'm excited to see him as well. And then Duke Smith had a really, really nice day as well. Three catches for doggone 84 yards, man, and a touchdown too. And so had a nice touchdown catch on a rollout pass from Tristan Tia. And so I think those guys had really, really nice days. And then that's not even to mention, you know, some of the guys who may not have had, you know, splash plays or big days, but are still going to heavily contribute come this fall. You're talking about guys like Jeremiah Koger, and you're talking about guys like Bryce Kane and Chaz Nimrod, and even somebody like Christian Neptune, who didn't play in the spring game. And so I think that room is going to be really sneaky, sneaky good. Not getting a lot of hype. A lot of guys from last year left, and you know, that's been a major talking point. But I really think we brought in some guys who are going to really contribute, man, and all possess kind of a different skill set. Like, we got a little bit of everything. We got size, we got some speed, we got some, you know, run after catch ability. And so I'm excited to see that unfold, man. I think defensively, I thought it was solid. I thought we was able to get our hands on some footballs, create some turnovers, get some interceptions. And that was nice to see. You always want to take the ball away. I think we did a good job of forcing the quarterback off the spot. Created a good amount of pressure throughout the day as far as pushing the pocket from the edge and creating a little bit of interior pressure with a couple of different blitzes and things like that. Forcing the quarterback to roll out some and pull the ball down to kind of take his eyes off his progressions. And so as a defense, that's always a positive. And you always want to look for the positives. But and all honestly, I don't think it was really their best showing that they could have put out there. And obviously not too much of a concern, obviously spring game, but you always want to put your best foot forward, right? And so, yeah, I just thought in the same breath, while we did get the quarterback off his spot, there was quite a few plays, man, where we would have got gassed. Especially quarterback running around as far as like rush lanes. We got to have better, you know, rush lanes as far as when we run in the quarter, rushing the quarterback. And it's kind of tough in the spring too, man, because you don't know what's a sack, what's not a sack, you know, whether guys are still going hard, if they feel like they got a sack and things like that. And so you don't want to be too nitpicky, but if I had to say one thing that we could focus on is rush lanes for sure, because like I mentioned earlier, Byron Brown would have had a field day running the football back there if it was live. And so I think that's one thing we could have did a lot better. And then the run game, mentioned it earlier, I thought our offense did a good job of coming out and establishing the run game. And that's definitely one area we could have did a lot better on defense. Just, yeah, you know, I don't know if it was gap integrity or just, you know, what the case may be, but yeah, we really can't get gas on the ground like that, especially giving up explosives. And so that's not really what you want to see from a defensive standpoint. And then obviously it's just tackling, man. It's the spring. I'm gonna keep saying it. And so you don't want to hit the red button. It was quite a few plays where you know, we had some receivers running free, making guys miss back there. And so and obviously going into the summer, that's stuff you're gonna focus on. That's stuff you're gonna, you know, hone in on and continuing to work that communication. Guys continue to get better and watch film and, you know, make sure we're on the same page. Because, I mean, if as a unit on defense, if we're communicating, we're all on the same page, it's going to be tough to, you know, consistently move the football on us. We got a lot of talent on the back end. That's another thing that was really apparent to me after A Day. Like, we got some dudes, man. It's just going to be about fitting them in the right spot, man, and just finding out who you can really trust, where, when, and what situations and things like that. I've always been high on this defense, man. I'm still high on the defense. Don't think it was their best showing. I don't think it was the best day they could have possibly had, but nothing to be concerned about, man. So, all in all, man, I thought the day was really, really good, man. It was really great. Honestly, the highlight of my day came from the kicking game, man. Kicker Alex McPherson. I feel like he got his strength back. He's got his confidence back. And for us, that's big time, man. Absolutely big time, because there was points in the season last year where, you know, unless we had the ball, you know, pretty much damn near inside the 20, like we felt like we pretty much couldn't even kick a field goal half the time. So it's like, you know, it was taking a lot of points off the board, man. And so to see him go out there and hit 50 plus yard field goal, man, with some room to spare was awesome. He also had one with a lot of height and arc on it that doinked off the crossbars as well. And so, yeah, man, to see he's got his strength back, he's got his swag back, man, that's going to give us a lot of confidence going into the season, man, because now we can feel like we can, you know, we get that ball towards the 30, 35 yard line. We're good for some points. And so that's big time. That's absolutely big time. Don't really see too many people talking about that as well, but that was my favorite part of A-Day. And I told him after the game, I was able to see him after the game, man. And I was just like, yo, you have no idea how happy I am to see you back, man. And not even just for the points and stuff like that, but it's just like, I can only imagine how tough that was to, you know, go through what he was going through, man. And so, yeah, shout out to him for sure. Excited to watch him, you know, have a really good bounce back year. To stay with the kicking game, man, I am concerned. I am still concerned as far as the punt game. I will say that it is a area that I was a little concerned with last year. I mentioned it plenty of times. And, yeah, after watching A-Day, man, I think we still have to continue to get better in that area, just because, especially in the SEC, man, like, we have to be able to flip the field. And if we can't flip the field, like, it's going to put our defense in a lot of bad situations, man. And just, I don't know what the case is, but it just seems like we can't consistently get distance on our punts, man. I think we only had one over 50 yards last year, the entire season. And so, yeah, we've got to kind of get that figured out, man. I don't know if it's like a scheme thing or if it's like, you know, just a leg strength type of thing, but, yeah, we got to lock in on that in the summertime, in my honest opinion. And so I would like to see that kind of improve for sure. Overall, man, though, I was encouraged, honestly. I walked away from the game understanding, like, what we can be, seeing the vision. I think we got to run the football, and we've got to establish ourselves. And we've also got to, you know, go into the summer knowing that we're going to have to run the football even when teams know we're running the football. And that's going to open up everything for us. So if we can establish the run game, man, and be a consistent running team, I don't really see too many teams that's probably going to be able to consistently stop us. Like, we have, in my opinion, three really good backs. You got a really good running at the quarterback. And so that obviously adds a different dynamic. And defenses don't like dealing with that. And then when you got an offense that will spread you out, get the ball out quick, get the ball in this playmaker's hands, let him make plays. I mean, you're talking about a defensive kryptonite. Like, let me tell you, when you have a team that is constantly throwing the ball sideline to sideline, and you got one missed tackle and now it's gone for eight, and now you got to run, and now it's gone for three, and now it's a first down, and it's like, now you're going hurry up and it's going quick, and you got a defense off balance. Like, that is the worst time to be a defender. And so I think this offense has a really good opportunity to, you know, kind of put a lot of defenses on their heels, like with our ability to get the ball out quick, you know, be precise and be efficient. And so I'm really excited, man. Obviously, our defense is really, really good. I won't say elite yet. We got to go improve it to be elite, but we're really, really good. We got a lot of really, really good pieces, man, at every single level. And so, yeah, man, I'm excited for the season, man. A-Day was a quick glimpse into that. You know, the talking points are the talking points. You know, people want to talk about the quarterback and this, that, and the third. But, you know, I would pump the brakes on that, honestly. Nobody had concerns. Nobody was talking about his throwing motion last year when he walked into the swamp and he threw for 260 and he has another 60 on the ground and 300-something plus yards of total offense and won the game. And so, yeah, obviously this is a different level on a consistent basis, but I'm not worried about that, man. He will be just fine. I'm looking forward to what's next, man, as we head into the summer. What's next for the guys? What's next for the team? I know this week, this is a time for them to go through these exit meetings. This is time for them to meet with the head coach, meet with the coordinators. It's time for them to meet with their position coaches and kind of hear from them, you know, what I did well, what I need to improve on over the summertime. And then, obviously, going into the summertime, a lot of the time the coaches won't be there. And so it's up to the players to get together And it's not just about going on the field and doing a million different drills. It's about, you know, coming together and building that brotherhood, like hanging out outside of the facility. It's about, you know what I'm saying, watching film as a group and going through our communication. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't always have to be quarterback and receivers going on running routes. Like, yes, we have to do that. But there's nothing wrong with our offensive line getting together, you know, throughout the summertime and just going out there and working through communication and protections. You know what I'm saying? Going through the spring script and running plays as an offense, going out there as a defense, the DBs going through communications and motions and shifts. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you get better at football. Like, yes, we have to get bigger, faster, and stronger, but this summer needs to be about honing in on our technique, honing in on the concepts, man, and really just getting better that way. And so that's kind of what's next as they go into the summertime. Obviously, we're going to attack the weight room, obviously attack the speed work and things like that. But, yeah, the guys really have to take ownership, man, and take it up to another notch. And that's how you take it to that next level, man, finding out who those leaders are, man. They got to lead, especially in summertime. Like, this is where you create that separation, like, because everybody's doing the same thing. Everybody's got workouts. Everybody's on campus. Everybody's got summer classes. Everybody's got, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's got the same amount of free time. It's about how we use it and if we want to lock in or not. And so I think that's really going to be the separator as we head into fall camp. And that's kind of what's next, man, as we head into here into the summertime. Man, that's all we got for today. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And as always, War Eagle. I'll catch y'all on the next one.